leagues. A lot of people have teams in the leagues, and that's why we bring in our next guest. He is ESPN.com's fantasy football expert. His name is Eric Carabrell. He's brought to us by Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family & Company Jewelers your first stop. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Eric, this is an all-time inquiry. Seriously, my email and Twitter blowing up with questions about you. So we'll let you introduce your segment here, and you tell me what's good bargains, who you're relying on, quarterback, running back, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, give me a quick rundown.
Big week, obviously. Playoffs are coming up for fantasy. You don't want to mess around a quarterback too much. You know the top guys already. If you need another guy, Lamar Jackson against Atlanta, great play this week. Baker Mayfield should do well. Case Keenum, who nobody ever uses, playing Cincinnati. They are just awful. The running backs everybody's adding this week, Austin Eckler because Melvin Gordon is out. The Jaguars guys because Leonard Fournette is out because he stupidly got himself suspended for a week. Plenty of running backs. Gus Edwards still available in a lot of leagues. You're going to want to use him. Rex Burkhead comes back from New England this week. That could mess things up for James White. So those are just a couple of the names that everybody's talking about this week.
All right. Sounds good. Let's get right to the questions. There's so many here. All right. Ed emails in. Drew Brees or Jared Goff first?
I mean, Drew Brees is having an amazing year. I've got him one spot ahead of Goff. They both should put up numbers this week.
All right. And then his second question is FlexBot PPR League. He needs two of Doug Baldwin, Corey Davis, Austin Hooper, Tyrell Williams.
Baldwin and Davis, so the safest guy's there.
Okay. Peter, he says, I picked up three sketchy replacements for Gordon. Derrick Henry, Theo Riddick, or Justin Jackson. Who do I start in a PPR, non-PPR league?
In a non-PPR, be Henry. In a PPR, be Theo Riddick. Justin Jackson's still the backup to Eckler. We don't know what he's going to get this week, but Derrick Henry's at least good for five fantasy points, maybe gets in the end zone.
All right. John also has Melvin Gordon. He's out, so he wants to know if he should start Sony Michel or Austin Eckler.
I've got Sony Michel a few spots ahead of Eckler because I do think there's at least some concern that Eckler could share some of the touches, and Sony Michel is playing really well. It's a good matchup for him, actually, to run the ball. I trust Sony Michel at this point.
All right. Chris has a dilemma. Chris from Mount Laurel, should I start Philip Lindsay over David Johnson and put Josh Reynolds in the flex, or keep David Johnson in and have Lindsay in the flex?
I would use the two running backs. I don't care which is the flex. I mean, Josh Reynolds is a third wide receiver and fourth option for a team, whereas those guys are the top running backs and top options.
Okay. Jonathan, please ask Eric if I should start Corey Davis or Alshon Jeffrey.
It's not Jeffrey. I don't think Wentz is going to have a great game. I don't think either team is going to be able to pass the ball that well. It's going to come down to Josh Adams, Adrian Peterson, and basically field control and who can get the better positioning for these field goals. Alshon Jeffrey's just not getting enough targets anymore.
All right, Julian, I can only start one. Calvin Ridley, Eric Ebron, Cameron Brate, or is that how you pronounce it? Cameron Brate.
Brate.
Cameron Brate. Cameron Brate or Adam Humphreys?
Yeah, I mean, Ebron's having an amazing year. I don't know why he would sit Ebron. I know it's Jacksonville, but the defense has not been that great. Ebron is among the leaders in touchdowns. I'm starting Ebron every week.
Okay. Jared, I have to pick two wide receivers from these, Diggs, Cooper, Woods, or Gordon.
Okay. Well, Diggs plays every week. I would never sit Stephon Diggs. I would start Woods over Cooper. I still don't trust them. I think New Orleans can shut Dallas down tonight, and I hope they do. So I would use Woods over Cooper.
All right, let's go to Twitter. 0.5 PPR, Amari Cooper, Josh Gordon.
It's Gordon for me. And Brady's doing nothing, but again, Cooper, it's going to be in and out every week. You're never going to know.
All right, Sean, running back to RB2, it's a half-point PPR, Josh Adams, James White, T.J. Yeldon.
In a PPR, it's not Adams. He doesn't catch any passes whatsoever. In a PPR, or even a half, James White is still your best option there until they prove it's not.
All right. Brian, pick two for PPR flex. Marlon Mack, Doug Martin, Doug Baldwin, Larry Fitzgerald, Josh Gordon.
Gordon would be my first option there. Mack would be the second, but I don't feel great about him. That matchup for him is tough, running against Jacksonville, but he's still their main guy.
All right, two-part question. Luck or Newton, McCoy or Peterson? Interesting, Peterson.
Yeah, I mean, Peterson's a better play than LeSean McCoy. I mean, McCoy's doing nothing. It's been a month since he's done anything. Peterson at least gets the volume there. I think the Eagles can be run on, actually. So Peterson would be the choice. I hate to say it. And then Luck or Newton. Newton's number one or two every week. Luck has 8 straight games of 3 or more touchdowns, and still, Cam Newton, because of his legs, is 1 or 2 every week.
All right, how do you feel about Carson against the Redskins?
I feel like 225 yards, maybe a touchdown, maybe two. He's not playing all that great. He's not getting enough time. He's not finding any of his weapons except Zach Ertz. He's not a top-10 quarterback. The way he's been playing this season, can't make him a top-10 quarterback.
Ooh. All right, Asili tweets in, Ingram or Cooper tonight?
I still think it's Ingram. You know, 2 running backs in New Orleans is better than 1 receiver on Dallas. I worry, you know, I want Dallas to lose, but I worry that Dallas is going to have the same problem that the Eagles did. They're just not going to be able to keep up, and they're not going to be able to move the ball.
All right, interesting question here. Is A.J. Green still a wide receiver 1 with Dalton out?
No. Well, he's not a wide receiver 1 because he's still hurt. I think he's playing this week. Driscoll is obviously a downgrade from Dalton. I don't have A.J. Green ranked in my top 10. I have him ranked in my top 20. But make sure he's playing. There's no guarantees on him. Yeah, he can leave the game early, so he is a risk.
All right, Steven tweets in, Big Ben or Matt Ryan, and then Tyler Lockett or Kenny Golladay?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, Lockett scores a lot of touchdowns, but Golladay is still the main option for Detroit. It's more of a passing team in Seattle is. So I would go Golladay over Lockett. And then with the quarterback situation there and Matt Ryan, I don't have Ryan as a very good play at all this week. Outside my top 10, Baltimore does defend the pass. Roethlisberger at home is money.
All right, how about this one? Jameis Winston or Eli Manning?
It's not Eli. Definitely not Eli.
All right, the Carlos Hyde, Golden Tate, Jalen Richards, PPR league, flex position.
It's Carlos Hyde, but I don't feel good about him. I do think Jackson was going to share the touches there between Yeldon and Hyde. You want an upside play, it's really Jalen Richard of Oakland because they're going to get bombed by Kansas City. They're going to throw a lot of passes to that running back, Richard.
All right, Austin Eckler, Joe Mixon, or Sony Michel. Got to pick 2 in a non-PPR.
Eckler and Mixon.
All right, let's go to the phones. Tim in Bucks County, you're on with Eric Carabell. What you got, Tim?
Hey, what's going on? Full point PPR. I got 4 guys. I'm going to start 3 of them. I need the 3. I got Lamar Miller, Mark Ingram, Calvin Ridley, or Doug Martin. Who's the odd man out?
I think the odd man out is Doug Martin. I don't think he's very good. He's not catching passes. I would play the other 3.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, last question. Delco Gritty, my fantasy question, which 3 running backs do I start? 2 starters and 1 is a flex. Saquon against the Bears, James Conner versus the Chargers, Nick Chubb versus the Texans, Mark Ingram versus the Cowboys, or Sony Michel versus the Vikings?
I do not play Sony, and I do not play Ingram with those other options.
All right. Well, that settles that. Now, pick the Eagles score for me, buddy.
16-13 win.
That's it? 16-13?
Well, how do you think they're going to move the ball? Washington plays well defensively. They don't move the ball at all, even in the games that they're winning. So, this is not going to be an appealing game to watch, I do not believe.
All right,
but I do think battle of field goals, and they'll get the last one at the end.
All right. Did the Cowboys stay with the Saints?
No, that's a blowout win.
That's a blowout win. All right, so what happens now? Cowboys lose, Eagles win. Guess who's the top of the division?
Yeah, then the Eagles have to win in Dallas. And do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Fantasy? What are you taking?
I'm not taking the Eagles unless they show something offensively this week that they haven't shown in the past month.